I have many in this room who have been faithfully eating the bread with quietness, studying to be quiet, attending to their own affairs and attending to me, taking the place of humility. And many don't know who they are, but I know who they are. For your heart and your stand and your life has touched my heart. And it has brought me great joy, great pleasure. For in this place of humility that I have found you, that you have presented yourself in, will allow me to take you as high as I need you to go in me for what I need you to accomplish. So do not be weary in well-doing. Continue to eat your bread with quietness. Study to be quiet. Tend to your own affairs and to me, because I'm going to bring my exaltation to you. It's not from man. It's always been from me, and it's what your heart desires. You're right in step with me. You're not behind. You're not late. The pressure that would push you, that would make you want to jump, is not from me. And the pressure that tells you that you're moving too slow is not from me. You're right in line with my footsteps. So continue in me. Continue to be faithful. For the foundation that's been laid in your life is going to allow me to build and build and build, and there will be no ending to my building, because you set yourself on the rock of who I am in you and who you are in me. So do not be weary in well-doing. Stand strong. Be faithful. Though not one eye has seen you, I have seen you. Heaven sees you, and I am proud. You bring me great pleasure and great joy. And you will be thankful for this time that you've had to set yourself deep, deep into me. Because I will use you. I will use you in ways that seem not possible, but they are possible, because you went to a place that was possible in me, because you grounded yourself in the foundation of who I am and who you are in me. And the devil's bringing pressure, thoughts of discouragement, thoughts of failures, thoughts of would-haves, could-haves, and should-haves, and they're not coming from me. So take them captive. Do not let them play in your mind, because my heart towards you says you're right in step with where I need you. You're right in step with where I want you. You're right in step with where I have you. You didn't bring yourself to this place. It was your obedience to me and you following my instructions that brought you here. For many, it seems like they were led into a bottomless ocean that they couldn't swim in, because the arm of the flesh I had to purge on all fronts, because it must be my grace that comes through for you, and my power and my miracles. Because my way is not man's way, it's my way. And my way does not tend to the arm of the flesh. It's my power, it's my grace, and it's my strength, which means you cannot build it in your own ability. It's work through faith. And your faith has been developed, and it's touched my heart. So continue to be faithful. Continue to give yourself to me. Continue to be obedient to all the instructions that I bring you. And all thoughts that tell you you should be somewhere else, you should be further along, you're moving too slow, I say again, take those thoughts captives, because they're not originating from my heart. I do not drive, I guide, I lead with the peaceable, peaceable, peaceable leadership, peaceable fruit of righteousness. There's no striving in me. Anything that drives you to strive, let it go. Because I'm in guidance and peace, and my leadership is peaceable. And all the thoughts that the enemy is bringing, take them captive. Do not let them build a case. For many have let them build a case, and it has caused them to start to look at themselves the way that I'm not looking at them, because I'm telling you again, you're right in step with where I want you, and you're right where I need you. Continue to eat your bread with quietness. Continue to give yourself to me, because I'm taking you far higher than you ever dreamed possible. There is much land to be conquered, and through my grace and help, we will do it together. So do not be weary in well-doing. Do not think it strange with the level of division that you will see in this house. Like a tree from the branches to the roots, it's going to split. My truth will divide. There will be close, close friendships that are lost in this division. And it's not my heart that this happened, but truth. You cannot compromise my truth. The division will go deep from the tops of the branches to the roots all the way through the trunk. And it will divide. Do not be taken back by this, but I say to you, do not let place for offense in your life. Do not let place for offense in your heart. Forgive. Let go. Follow me. Do not hold on to things that I am not holding on to. And when you see this division happening, know that you are ever so close to seeing everything that I have promised. And always keep your heart open. Open and eager to receive anyone that has left the truth as if they have never left. As if they never walked away. But my truths will come forward in a way that seems so strong to some because they're not ready to obey. That they will have to make a decision to leave because they want to hold on to areas of the flesh that my will and truth will not permit. Will not permit it. And my truth will come forward so strong with the level of grace to be able to adhere and obey it. And it brings me great delight. So I say to the leadership of this place, your stand in me and for doctrine brings me great pleasure. It brings me great delight. It brings me great pleasure. Because my truth will never be compromised. And the devil is working and working and working and working and working relentlessly to remove truth. And I am very, very grateful for the mouthpieces that I have that will not relent to speak that which I have commissioned them. To preach the word. To be instant in season and out of season. To exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. To not allow itching ears to have its way, but to allow my truth to have its way, because my truth is so close to my heart and everything I am. So continue to stand. And know that you're right on course. And you're right on track. And these things must come to pass on a deeper level. Continue to give yourself to me individually and as a whole. For my plans and my purpose for you as an individual and for this body is going to come to pass. Continue to give yourself to me and be faithful. Be very, very leery. Anyone that comes and calls unrighteousness righteousness. Be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is born of God. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Be not deceived. He that committeth righteousness is born of God. Many, many will start to say, unrighteousness is righteousness. And you will hear them. Even amongst this place, be very careful who you allow to speak into your life. For my grace has always, always, always taught to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live soberly and righteously as my blessed children.